A senior UN official has said that international aid workers visiting Sudan's Al-Fashir for the first time since its capture by a paramilitary force have found the city largely deserted. More than 100,000 people are believed to have fled since October after the rapid support forces seized the city following an 18-month siege that pushed Al-Fashir into famine. Survivors have reported ethnically motivated killings and mass detentions, and many people remain unaccounted for. UN Human Rights Coordinator Denise Brown described Al-Fashir as a crime scene, saying staff saw very few people during a 7-hour visit on Friday.